Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Call to Worship. There are very few things in this world that will move you as much as the knowledge that someone has forgiven you. Our time together today will be focused on forgiveness.
The words are lacking to express the joy, the peace, the happiness. Fully forgiven, a taste of heaven through Jesus' blood and righteousness. Fully forgiven, what a theme to sing. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God, I've been set free. Fully forgiven now. No more afraid of death or hell. The story I'll forever tell. The path before me is touched with glory. The world is bright and all is well. Fully forgiven, what a theme. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away.
Father, we have sinned. Sinned against others. Sinned against you, Lord. God, through your Holy Spirit, convict us of our sin. Indeed, all have sinned and fall short of your glory. God, just as the prodigal son recognized his wrong choices, help us to genuinely repent and turn away from the sin that so easily besets us and turn toward you. Help us to see you, to be excited about your love and the forgiveness that you offer so freely. Let us see the Father as he sees his son coming from the distance, and they embrace. May our ears hear the words of the Father as he clearly has forgiven his son, put his deeds behind, and celebrates his son that has returned. Lord, you have promised that as we confess our sin, you are faithful and just, to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, now will you please speak to our hearts as we invest these moments together in your presence. Amen.
Out of the depths of my shame, I cry to you, Lord.
Have mercy on me, not because I deserve it, but only because you are love and compassion.
I have sinned against you, Lord. I know I have, and it hangs on my mind.
If you kept track of our sins, Lord, who of us could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Lord, I pray, wash away all my sin.
Cleanse me, and I will be completely clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Create in me a pure heart, O God. Do not push me out of your presence, or take your spirit from my heart.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
When blown by the winds of my weakness, on the sea of my self-centered ways, the darkness of guilt and despair settles in, and I long for the light of your face. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. The shame in my soul weighs so heavy that I wrestle to win my release. But Calvary whispers compassion and love and forgiveness and freedom and peace. Father, forgive. Thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. To breathe the constant fellowship of love. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting, I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in and you alone.
So I'm worthy.
You're listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Thank you. starting today.
This is your call to worship.
You're lost in the pain of mistakes that you've made, in memories of every wrong, reliving each time that you failed him, and it's all you can do.
As a holy and just God, He cannot just look the other way and allow us to have fellowship with Him. He made a way to satisfy judgment of sin, providing forgiveness. We can enjoy all the benefits of forgiveness through God's love and His grace. Let's think on these things as we look into His Word today. God created the universe, and it was perfect. Man was created in the image of God, but fell into sin, and all men as descendants of Adam are sinners by nature and under God's condemnation. Starting with Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Romans 5, "For the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to rule over many." Romans 3, "There's no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith." Romans 6, "The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God shows His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. So says Romans 5, 8 and 9. In Mark 2, "And when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.'" Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in His spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, and said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise up, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home." And he rose, and immediately picked up his bed, and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." From Psalm 32, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer." Selah. "I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,' and you forgave the iniquity of my sin." Selah. In Micah 7, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of His inheritance? He does not retain His anger forever, because He delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea." Ephesians 4, "Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." 1 John 1, "This is the message we have heard from Him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us." And finally, listen to the testimony of the psalmist David from Psalm 103. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will He keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows His compassion to those who fear Him.
Forever I am.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we praise God for His forgiveness and rest. Rest in the confidence that we are forgiven for our sin. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website as well at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry safely and securely right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Think of things I've done and want to run and hide my head in shame. I know what it's like to really hurt someone and feel no sense of sorrow at their But I know what it's like to have enough of my disgrace and find, because of Jesus' blood, my sin can be erased. He has forgiven me. My sin been washed from His memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He has to talk to Him with nothing when the accuser comes your way.